Opus Clip, Vizard, Submagic, and the limits of Paste-to-Link, GetClips. An honest side-by-side. Opus Clip, Vizard, and Submagic do one thing well. Long podcast in, 10 short clips out. Then you want to direct them, and the box stops listening. The Paste-to-Link, GetClips promise. There is a category of tool that has, by any honest read of the last 2 years, won. The Paste-to-Link, Get Clips promise. You paste a link to your 90-minute podcast. You wait somewhere between 4 and 25 minutes. You come back to 10 or 30 vertical clips with captions burned in, faces auto-tracked into a 916 frame, a virality score stamped on each one, and a download button. You publish 3. The other 27 sit in a folder for the rest of your life. The paste a link, get clips promise. Opus Clip did it first at scale. Vizard refined it for the bulk repurposing crowd. Submagic took the caption layer further than anyone else. The pitch in all three places is the same. Upload long, get short. No timeline, no keyframes, no wrist. The paste-to-link, get clips promise. I'm not going to pretend that pitch is fake. A podcaster who used to pay a $25 an hour editor to scrub a 3-hour episode for pull quotes can run the same episode through Opus Clip Pro for $29 a month and get a stack of usable clips before lunch. That math saved a lot of careers. The paste-to-link, get clips promise. So let's start with respect. The three tools you came here to read about all do something that 6 years ago was the entire job of a human assistant editor. They are. The question is, what happens the second clip in, when the box stops listening? What the link tools actually do well. Before we go anywhere mean, let me say what each of these is genuinely the best in the world at. What the link tools actually do well. Opus Clip is the strongest pure long-to-short engine on the market. Its Clip Anything model doesn't need a podcast versus webinar hint. You paste, it picks moments, it stamps a virality score, somewhere between 80 and 95 on almost everything, which tells you something, and hands you captions at a claimed 97% accuracy. Free tier, 60 minutes per month. Starter, $15 per month. Pro, $29 per month with 300 minutes. If I have one big interview and I need 10 clips by tonight, describes your week, Opus Clip is the right answer. What the link tools actually do well. Vizard is the bulk repurposer. Where Opus Clip wants to feel like a smart picker, Vizard wants to be the batch processing factory. 30-plus clips in one click, translation into 100-plus languages, scheduled posting baked in. $80 per month annual. If you run a B2B podcast or you're carving one keynote into 40 snippets across 5 languages, Vizard is built for you. What the link tools actually do well. Submagic is the caption tool that won. The Magic Clips feature is real, and the multicolor, word stack, emoji-punctuated caption styling is the look every TikTok native short adopted in 2024 and never let go. Pricing as of May 2026. Free tier, 3 videos per month, watermark. Starter, around $20 per month. Pro, around $40 per month. Agency, around $80 per month, with 4K 60fps export on the higher tiers. What the link tools actually do well. Read the 2026 REAP benchmarks, the Make Shorts Roundup, or the Riverside Alternatives post, and the ranking shuffle. But the verdict shape doesn't. Opus Clip for speed and viral style picking. Vizard for volume and multilingual repurposing. Submagic for caption craft. 3 real strengths. 3 tools doing the job. What the link tools actually do well. That's the credit. Lift complete, rep counted. Where it stops working. Here's what nobody on those landing pages tells you. Where it stops working. The link in clips out workflow is a black box with one input and one button. You pasted the link.
You pressed generate. The model did its thing. Now what? Where it stops working. You watched clip number 3. It's good. It's almost the cold open you wanted. The model started 2 seconds too early. The speaker was still settling. The auto reframe centered the wrong person during a 2-shot. You want to nudge 3 things. Where it stops working. In Opus Clip, you can re-edit the clip in their text editor view. Delete a sentence, swap a font. In Submagic, you can restyle and trim. In Vizard, same. All 3 have an editor behind the magic button. You can fiddle with the result, but you cannot send the model back to the footage with a note and have it propose a different cut from the same source. Where it stops working. That's the ceiling. The same line applies to all 3. The virality score is the failure mode in miniature, a number the model gives you about a clip you didn't direct. You don't trust the score because you didn't pick the moment. Where it stops working. The other thing nobody says on the landing pages, every clip starts to look the same. 5-second hard cut every 2 seconds, a zoom on the punchline whip. The audience clocked it. DidiDay's late 2024 data shows audience preference for AI-generated creator content dropped from 60% to 26% in 18 months. The format won the algorithm, and then the algorithm started discounting the format, where it stops working. Three concrete things you can't do inside any of the three boxes, where it stops working. 1. Iterate. 2. Direct. You cannot attach a brief, a mood, a target audience, a make this feel anxious, not curious note, and have the cut respond. 3. Step outside the clip's own footage. The box only knows the link you pasted, where it stops working. The ceiling isn't the model, it's the interface contract. You hand over a link, you take what comes back. The conversation alternative. We built Vibe Chopper on a different contract. The conversation alternative. You don't paste a link. You drop your footage in, the way you drop a folder of clips on a real editor's desk. The AI watches it, every frame described every half second, every word transcribed, every speaker labeled, and then it asks you what you want. Or you tell it without being asked. Either way, the next sentence you say is part of the cut. The chat is the timeline. The conversation alternative. Want the cold open 3 seconds later? Type it. Want a hold on her face 2 beats longer? Type it. Want the silence between her 2 laughs cut by 40%? Type it. Want the B-roll swapped for a different shot from the morning of the same shoot? Type that too. You can attach a brief, an audience note, a vibe. The AI reads the brief before it cuts, the way a director reads the call sheet before walking on set. The conversation alternative. It's a different shape of tool. The link tools answer, what would a good clip from this video be? Once. Vibe Chopper answers, what's the next thing you want? Every sentence. Both are useful, not the same job. The conversation alternative. The other shape difference is who owns the iteration loop. With the link tools, the loop is you and the result. You got the clip, you fiddle with it. With Vibe Chopper, the loop is you and the model. You got a draft, you tell the model what's wrong. The model proposes the next cut from the same footage, and you do that 10 times in 5 minutes. The clip you ship at the end of those wraps isn't a clip the model picked. It's the clip you directed the model into. The conversation alternative. Side by side, same podcast, 4 tools. Here's what I got back. Side by side, same podcast, 4 tools. Opus Clip picked 3 clips in 11 minutes. Each came with a virality score between 87 and 94.
Captions in the Opus Clip yellow and white word stack. Punchy, accurate, slightly aggressive. 2 of the 3 clips started 90 to 120 frames before the actual moment. 1 auto-reframed onto the wrong speaker for the first 3 seconds because both faces were in shot. The text editor let me trim the endpoint, but I had to do it myself. The model had no idea I'd done it. Side by side, same podcast, 4 tools. Vizard gave me 30 clips in 14 minutes. The 30 in one click pitch is real. About a third were genuinely strong. A third were watchable but blunt, 1 beat, a single line of speech with no setup or payoff. The last third were keyword density picks with no emotional shape. Translation into Spanish and Portuguese worked cleanly, which is the use case Vizard is built for. For a B2B marketer cutting a webinar across 5 languages, this is the right tool. For a creator who only wants 3 good clips, the signal-to-noise ratio means 20 minutes of scrubbing the batch. Side by side, same podcast, 4 tools. Submagic is the honest one in the comparison. It told me upfront it was better at captions than at clip picking, and the result reflected it. The Magic Clips picks were fine, closer in spirit to Opus Clip than to Vizard's volume play, but the caption styling was a different sport. The multicolor, emoji-punctuated, word-by-word emphasis is the genre's house style, and Submagic owns it. If I had 3 clips picked by hand or by another tool and I wanted them caption styled, this is where I'd send them. Side by side, same podcast, 4 tools. Vibe Chopper didn't try to give me 3 clips in 1 click. That's not the shape of the tool. I dropped the episode in, the AI ingested it, and I said, find the moment where she contradicts the question. Start on the breath she takes before she answers. Hold on her face 2 beats after the punchline. The first draft was 80% there. Second draft was the clip I shipped. Total time from drop to export, 9 minutes, 3 messages. Side by side, same podcast, 4 tools. The headline is that the 4 tools are answering different questions. Side by side, same podcast, 4 tools. If you only have one of those questions, pick the matching tool. If you have all four, and most creators do, over a week, you need a stack. When to use the link tools anyway? I'm not in the habit of trashing tools that work. Three honest scenarios where the link tools are the right pick. When to use the link tools anyway? Scenario 1. Long podcast, published by Friday deadline, zero opinion about the clips. Canonical use case. You ship one episode a week and clips are a distribution chore, not a craft. Pipe the episode into Opus Clip Pro, take the top three by virality score, give them a glance, post them. 12 minutes total. The clips will be fine. You will sleep. When to use the link tools anyway? Scenario 2. Translating one piece of content into many markets. Vizard's translation and reframe at volume is the strongest in the category. If your job is to turn one CEO keynote into 35 LinkedIn snippets across six languages by tomorrow morning, you aren't directing each clip. You're running a factory. Vizard is the factory. When to use the link tools anyway? Scenario 3. You already have a hand-cut clip and you want the genre default caption look. Submagic. Don't overthink it. Their caption styling is good enough that it is by itself a reason to subscribe. Free tier is 3 videos a month. Try it on a clip you already love. When to use the link tools anyway? In all three, the box with one button isn't the limit of the workflow. It's the right shape for the job. A vending machine is the right vending machine when you actually want a candy bar.
When to use the link tools anyway? The trouble starts when the job changes shape and the vending machine doesn't. The hybrid workflow. Here's what I actually do and what I recommend anyone reading this try this week. The hybrid workflow. Use the link tool to draft. Use Vibe Chopper to direct. The hybrid workflow. The link tools are unbeatable at one move, turning 47 minutes of source footage into a short list of candidate moments in under 15 minutes. That's the move you would have paid a junior editor to do 4 years ago. Let the model do it. Take the Opus Clip output, the Vizard batch, the Submagic Magic Clips, your choice based on the source, and treat it as a draft list, not a deliverable. The hybrid workflow. Then bring the source footage and the draft list over to Vibe Chopper. Drop the original podcast in. Reference the moments the link tool surfaced. Open the chat and direct the actual cut. Start the Opus Clip pick 3 seconds later. Hold the silence before the answer. Caption it cyan, one line, no emoji. The first half saved you assistant editor hours. The second half gives you back the directing role the vending machine pattern took away. The hybrid workflow. The hybrid workflow. Two reasons to run it this way. The hybrid workflow. 1. Cost compounds the right way. Opus Clip Pro at $29 a month and a Vibe Chopper subscription side by side is still less than a single hour of a freelance editor in any city you'd want to live in. You're not stacking tools, you're stacking moves, the cheap, fast one and the careful directed one. Each does what it's built for. The hybrid workflow. 2. The audience can tell. The genre default short, the Opus Clip animation, the Submagic captions, the auto reframe whip is recognizable now. The authenticity preference data isn't a vibe, it's measured. Audiences favor messier, more directed, more specific clips by more than 2-to-1 over the default AI look. If every clip you ship looks like every other clip in the feed, you're paying $29 a month to disappear. The hybrid workflow is how you stop disappearing without going back to 9-hour timeline edits. The hybrid workflow. If you've been reading the head-to-heads, Submagic's own comparison, the Reap benchmark, the Make Shorts roundup, the Riverside alternatives list, and waiting for someone to say which one wins, I'm telling you the question is wrong. The link tools won the draft. The director's chair was never on offer. We built the chair. The hybrid workflow. If you want the directing voice in your head to drive the cut, open the chat. If you want the link tool draft and the director's chair stacked together, attach a brief and run the hybrid. Either way, stop letting the vending machine be the last word on your cut. The hybrid workflow. Draft, then direct. Rep in, rep out. The hybrid workflow. See you on the timeline. The hybrid workflow. Gnarls.